Radha Sudaniti, verse 74, a new verse. And this particular verse has an interesting theme that Madhura Ras is beyond most all the Brijvasis. Dure Snigda Parampara Vijayatam Dure Surin Mandali Vritya Santu Vidurato Rajapater Anya Prasanga Kuta Yatra Sri Rishabhanuja Krita Rati Kunjodhare Kamina Dwarasta Priya Kinkari Paramaham Shrashyami Kanchi Dwanim. Translation. This is Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati in the mood, bhav, and possibly even adopting a Manjari Srup as a Kinkari Radharani, Dasi, Kaikarnya, Paricharika, Anucharani. They all mean save maidservants. He's saying, let Krishna's parents and all the other elders of Braj stay at a distance. All glories to them. Let the circle of Krishna's friends, his sakkas, let them keep some distance. And the servants of Krishna and Braj, the servants of the Lord of Braj, Krishna, Brajapater, they stay especially far away. What to speak of others? Let them all stay away from the kunja gate where I am standing as Radhika's loving maidservant. What am I doing standing there? I'm serving, I'm observing. Are there any sakkas coming here? Are there any elders coming here? Jatila, as Nanda Yashoda. So I'm observing, I'm a chokidari, a guard at Radharani's kunja chokidari. And then, so I have this seva, but then all my senses are absorbed in seva and also relishing. When we serve Radha and Krishna, we also relish transcendental enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment. It's called ruchi, aswadana. These are the terms that are used in Rasa Shastra, in Bhakti Shastra. Bhakti Ras Aswadan. Aswadana means to taste, to relish, to experience. We have Panchindriya, Gyanindriya, and Karmindriya, working and Gyan senses, knowledge acquiring senses. And all of them demand satisfaction. All of them demand objects of attraction. All of them demand joy and happiness. So we seek pleasure, material pleasure. Our senses seek pleasure through this body and through matter. But we have spiritual senses, a spiritual body, mind, intelligence, and spiritual senses. So when one engages in bhakti, bhajan, shravanam, kirtan, vishnu, smaranam, he relishes nam ruchi, prasad ruchi. The taste of prasad is not ordinary. The elements in the prasad, the components, are material. But there's something extra there. This discussion was brought up by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gambira. He was sitting with all his antaranga bhaktas, his prema bhaktas, and they were honoring Jagannath's prasadam. In the course of that prasad utsav, then Gauranga said, "Oh, my friends, hey Ramananda, hey Gadadhar, hey Nitai, Advaita, Jagannanda, we're all taking this Jagannath Prasad, what is this extraordinary taste? We all know the taste of these things. There's sugar, there's sweet here, there's salty here, there's pungent, there's sour, everything, bitter. And there's different spices here, cardamom and elaichi and dalcini and we're familiar with all these things. So what is it in this Mahaprasad, in this Krishna's prasad, his remnants, his food remnants. It makes it so special, so attractive, so satisfying, so tasty, delicious. You can't resist it. Once you have one, you want more and more. You become addicted. Do you become addicted to khichdi? When you go to Jagannath Puri, and Mahaprabhu is eating khichdi at this time, there's 10 different types of khichdi offered to Jagannath. There's adrak khichdi, and there's cardamom khichdi, and there's long khichdi with clove khichdi and cardamom khichdi, and there's gruta khichdi. It's khichdi soaked in ghee. And there's ginger, oh, so much adrak mixed inside. All different types of khichdi. And if you stay in Puri, then you can be the fortunate recipient of all these things. And each one tastes wonderful and delicious and amazing. Because each one is alokik. Alokik aswaran. The taste of transcendence. And when Mahaprabhu asked the question, what is it that makes this prasadam so tasty? He said, we don't know. Maybe you should tell us. And who can tell better? Who can tell better why Krishna's prasadam tastes so good than Radharani? Radharani can certainly know the answer to that question. So Krishna in Radhabhav and Kanti, in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's form and Bhav, I mean, in Krishna in that form, he gave his own answer to his own question. He said, "What makes this Mahaprasadam so alokic and unearthly and extraordinary, amazing and enchanting in taste? It's Krishna Fela. It's the Krishna Adhara Amritam. It's the nectar of Krishna's Adhar, Raktadhar Jagannath. Raktadhar Jagannath Shamasundara Ki Jai." He's called Raktadhar because Adhara means lips, big red lips, and no lipstick. That's why he's a big smiling lips. And there they call him Chakodol. Chakodol means that person with big round eyes. Chakodol. And they call him Kaliya. The Aryan devotees, they say, "Oh, Kaliya, Kaliya, you black fellow. Why don't you make me pass my exams?" Please, Jagannath. So the Aryan Vasis, the Aryan Vaishnavas, the Arya, the Odia Gaudiya, Odia Gaudiya, the Odia Gaudiya, the Orison, or Odia, Odia, Odia Gaudiya. Vaishnavas have a very intimate, confidential mood towards Jagannath. We say, "Oh Lord Jagannath, oh Jagatpati, oh Jagadishwara, oh Lord of the universe, Jagannath, please, Kripa, have mercy on me. Jagannatha Swami, oh Swami, oh my Lord, my husband. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, bhavatume. Please, give me your darshan. Be nice to me." But the Odia Gaudiya, they say, hey Kaliya. They look at him and go, "Hey Kaliya, hey Chakudal. Hey, Raktadhar, you look so happy, huh? So you were dancing all night with gopis, and now you have a big smile on your face. Hey, Raktadhar." So this is their intimate mood of pure devotion. Of the Parishads of Shamsundar, Vrajendra Nandan Jagannath, and Puri Dham, Sri Dham, and the Mandir is called Sri Mandir. That's the place of Radharani. And her form is Lakshmi, in service of her Swami, Jagannath. So he's there in a Manjari Sroop, Sripad, and is telling, "Please don't anyone disturb this. Don't anyone come here. I'm looking out for you, but I'm here and I'm praying, just like we're on Sankirtan and we're doing our service. So simultaneous to do our service, we always pray." And Bhakti Sandarbha, Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, says when we're doing any service, we should pray. What does he mean by that? He says whatever seva that we're doing, it should be linked up with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This is the Paramashrestha Bhajananga, Bhaktianga. The Paramashrestha is Nam Sankirtan, Krishna's holy name. So when we're doing puja, we're chanting. When we're doing smaran, lila smaran, we're chanting. We're always chanting because this purifies the mind, pacifies the mind, and gives us access to the perfection that we all grants us that perfection we are all endeavoring to attain. In Rag Marg, the guardians of the path and the teachers on the path, the wisdom teachers, they say when one is chanting Upamshu, Upamshu Japa, he also chants the holy name. He also, at that time, Upamshu means it's called muttering or murmuring, very soft. There's three types of chanting. One is called Kirtan, one is called Upamshu, and one is called Manasik. Kirtan means loud chanting. That's Kirtan. It's also called Uchai. Uchai. In the Chaitanya Ashtakam by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, Rupa Goswami is glorifying Gauranga, the Patita Pavan, Prem Purushottam Nam Avatar, Prem Nam Avatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He's saying, Hare Krishnaiti Uchai. He was loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that's three types of kirtan. Japa is two. The word japa, by definition, means silent. You can see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, among fish I am the Makara, among stars I am the moon, among beasts I am the lion, and among silent things I am japa. Among silent things. So japa, mantra japa, our diksha mantras, Gopal mantra, Kling Krishna, nam mantra jap, or nam jap. Nam jap means holy name, Hare Krishna. Should be done silently or almost silently. Almost silently means upamshu. Upamshu means murmuring. When I was preparing a book called The Art of Chanting Hare Krishna, we personally interviewed our godbrother Hari Sauri Prabhu. He wrote many books about Prabhupada's life, Transcendental Diary. I said, you were often with Prabhupada, how did he chant? He said, he chanted Upamshu, which is proper. It's the two forms of japa. He said, very, very soft, very, very faint. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Upamshu means your ear can hear, your heart can hear, and no one else. So kirtan is for others. Japa is for us. So when Haridas Thakur is telling in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when you chant loudly, you benefit all the living entities, the microbes and the germs and the pretas and bhutas and subtle beings, everyone gets benefited. That's kirtan, nam sankirtan, harinam, harinam, harinam. So kirtan is for others, ourselves, of course, also, but especially for others, and japa is for us in two forms. It's a meditation, it's an absorption. That's why there's so many rules. No vikshep, distraction of the mind, no inattention, so many things, dwelling on other things. Must be, you sit in one place and you look at Tulsi or Thakurji or some photograph or painting. This is japa. So he's there, and when we do seva, we pray. All sevas, we pray, but we pray by chanting the Maha Mantra. When we do puja, or when we're doing smaran, as I mentioned, when we're doing smaran, the guardians and devotion say there's two ways. If you're doing smaran, then you should meditate on Krishna's pastimes or trying to remember pastimes of Gauranga and Govinda, then one should, of course, chant Upamshu very softly. But if one becomes one can chant softly, or he can chant manasik. He can meditate on the leelas and chant in his mind. And as he becomes absorbed, if he can, at a very purified stage of mind, when the mind is quite sufficiently pure by Nam Sankirtan and Guru Vaishnava Hari Seva, then when one is meditating on Radha Krishna Gaura Govinda's pastimes, then he will chant in the mind totally silently, and so much it will come inside the heart, and the speed will go very fast as he's thinking. But even, it's told, the teachers on the Ragmarg, they say even when meditating like that, one will be on one level praying to the holy name, hearing the holy name in his heart, and chanting a manasik. But generally we chant Upamshu, soft, murmuring. So we're praying. When any service that we do, we should pray along with it. We pray to Krishna, we pray to the holy name. I'm chanting Hare Krishna while I'm doing this archan. So let this archan be nice. Let it be without aparad. Archan aparad, murti aparad. Seva aparad, seva aparads to the deity. And then, oftentimes, you see, we always pray, and our prayer is the Hare Krishna mantra. There are so many other prayers by the acharyas we can recite. But this prayer, even you say, for example, when devotees distribute books, many devotees around the world, they distribute books. So when they're doing this, their seva is one, the external seva of preaching and selling the book. But then at that time, they're also praying. So their ears are paying attention to what they're saying, and their eyes are looking for a suitable receptacle, a suitable person to receive the book. And then you preach Krishna consciousness and try to convince them to take the book. But then you're praying, oh Krishna, please stop this person. Please make this person take this book. Krishna, please give me the right words to touch his mind and heart. This is his opportunity to come to you, and somehow I've interfered with his independence by your sanction, by your inspiration and empowerment. So please, so this prayer is there going on. So here, that's in our level as a sadhaka, the prayer of the mantra and the prayer in context of seva. Now you go to the siddha level. You go to the siddha level of the prakriti lila of Krishna and Sripads and Manjari Sarup, Prabhananda Saraswati. And he's doing seva, just like you're doing the seva puja, didi puja, or you're doing selling books. But then we're praying. So he's doing this seva. What is his seva? He's at the kunja. He's in the kunja, outside the kunja mandir, at the door. And he's posted there to be a watch guard, to be on the watch. Look out, is Chandravali coming? Is Harsakis coming? Any seniors or Paravasta? Any Paravasta or elderly people coming, relatives, in-laws, etc., coming this way that might disturb or impede the sweet, loving pastimes of Yogal Sarkar within the kunja. So he's very attentive. And then he's, of course, listening. He says, I'm hearing the sash of bells of Vrishabhanu's beautiful daughter, Vrishabhanuja, Sri Vrishabhanu. I'm hearing the wonderful sash of her waist bells jingling along while she's jingling as she makes love with her lusty lover. So inside the kunj, this is the Kali Mandir. This is the Kali Mandir, the Kunja Mandir, where Radha and Krishna enjoy their Rati Kali. It says in the verse, it says, it says that they're enjoying their intimate pastimes. So the Manjari's there guarding, but then saying and listening and relishing with the ears, relishing and enjoying, as I mentioned, devotees enjoy all their senses as they serve Krishna. As we're serving Krishna, Hari Guru and Vaishnava, we're also relishing the pleasure of those senses properly engaged and the spiritual vastu and the alokic vastu engaged in the service of the transcendental form of the Lord and the transcendental form of the Guru and the transcendental form of the Vaishnavas. So we experience transcendental joy, satisfaction, bliss by serving Sri Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. And we relish hearing the Harikatha. That's also service, Shravanam. We sit with Guru, Vaishnavas, and the Harikatha, and it satisfies us, and we like it. And it's called Katha Ruchi. It's a taste. And we take prasad. All these ways, there is happiness. Param jasva nivartate. There is happiness, there is joy. Anand. Anandam buddhivardhanam. Pratipadam purnamrita swaranam. Pratipadam purnamritam swaranam. Purna amritam swaranam. Swaranam. Everywhere you find this word, swaranam. Swaranam means to taste, to enjoy, to relish. Very first verse of Shikshastakam, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Pratipadam Purnamrita Swaranam. Pratipadam, Purna, every step Purna, complete, Amritam, Swaranam. We taste nectar at every step while we're hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna, and serving Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. It's nectar, it's Seva Ras, Bhakti Ras. So his ears, the transcendental ears, the Divya Khan, the transcendental ears of the Manjari, are relishing hearing Radharani's Nupur and Kinkini, jingling along in harmony with the rising and Radharani's Nupur and Kinkari, her ankle bells and waist bells, are jingling and tinkling along in harmony with the rising and falling of the waves of her Mahabhav. And her madness of Modan, enjoying this Divyonma, this Modan Mahabhav, enjoying the most intimate, pleasurable, satisfying relationship in the Keli Kunja of Vrindavan. And that sound of her pleasure, that sound of her submission to Krishna, and that sound of Radharani's pleasing Krishna to the utmost, and relishing his sweet love to the utmost, as the Vibhav, Alamban Prema Shraya, and offering her complete heart to the Vibhav Alamban Prem Vishai Sri Krishna, is creating such beautiful music. The Mahabhav of Radharani's heart is teaching her ankle bells and waist bells how to jingle in harmony in time with the rising and falling waves of her loving ecstasies. And the Manjari standing outside the Kunja listening. What a concert! What beautiful music! What sweet enchantment! What beautiful music! What sweet enchantment! My ears are flying into the kunj. My mind is flying into the kunj. My heart is flying into the kunj. And I have many prayers. I'm praying, oh, let me be one of those ankle bells. Let me be one of those bells surrounding Radharani's ankles. Oh, let me be one of those bells on Radharani's waist bells. I don't mind if I'm on the back or on her waist or wherever I am on those kinkini. Let me just be one bell hanging there singing this song of Mahabhav Anand. Mahabhav Anand. That's one level of prayer. But this verse is saying that he's doing it, Sripad is doing her seva of Chokidari at the gate, but then praying, oh, hey, Bhagavan, please don't let anyone come. This is the epitome of Ras. This is the zenith of joy. Radha and Krishna are relishing, finally, after so many obstacles, the paravasta and the durlaptva. There's four different external obstacles that prevent Radha and Krishna from meeting. The paravasta, the relatives and their seniors and superiors, and durlaptva, the rarity, how rare it is and how difficult it is to even finally to meet each other. Because there's so many obstacles and impediments and considerations and barriers and people and situations and where to find a place and unpredictability. So finally, everything is clear. Now the loving pair are together in the kunja and I'm serving. This is the perfection of a mandri's existence. The perfection of a dasi's life is to bring Radha and Krishna together in divine union. This is prasanga. Most of the time there's viyog, which means separation. And then sometimes there's sambhog, they meet. Then sambhog, they're enjoying. When they yog, they meet. And then sambhog, they enjoy. Julan sambhog and jal sambhog, jal keli sambhog, enjoying together in the water and on the julan. But this is prasanga. This is called prasanga yoga. When they fully enjoy the relish of each other's transcendental forms, bodies, minds, and hearts in a divine union of transcendental bliss. This is Sringharati at its peak. And this is the moment that Krishna lives for. This is the moment that Radharani lives for. And this is the moment that the mandris live for. What is the whole purpose of a devotee, of a bhakta, is to bring pleasure to Krishna, to bring happiness to Krishna. Oh Krishna, be happy with this offering of fruit salad. Oh Krishna, be happy with this new cloth I'm offering you. So, who can give Krishna the greatest, inconceivable, unlimited happiness? Radha. So when the mandri, when that bhakta, when that servant can bring, offer Radharani to Krishna, or his intimate Sringharati Anand, pleasure and santosh, then how much pleased Krishna is with that mandri, talking about serving Krishna, how much he showers his blessings on that mandri, and how much pleased Radharani Swamini Ishwari Radha is with that fortunate mandri that brought it all about in the cooperation with Vrinda Devi and Yogamaya and Guru Devi and the whole entourage of Saivites, Radharani's Sakhi mandris. A very nice verse, how he's praying. Everywhere there's prayer. Here is sadhakas, there is siddhas, praying. Yeah, very interesting prayer. Just like we may be having a nice function of sankirtan. We're having sankirtan. We all go to a park somewhere, engage in Harinam sankirtan. And we knew the last time we went there about a month ago, we went to that park. It was really nice. And after about an hour, a couple of demons came. A couple of demons came. And they broke the mardanga, and they told us to stop chanting. You know, next time if they find us here again, they'll beat the out of us. So we got a little scared, but then we chanted the Sringa's prayer and did a little more kirtan, then went home. So here we are after 1 month. So when we're doing kirtan, we're looking left and right. We're those big demons, the rakshas, and we're also praying. Oh, in the Sringa Bhagavan, please protect this sankirtan party. So many people are sitting here listening, like last month. So many people sat down to listen to us, and we're all gathered here sitting on this shamayan, or whatever you call it, this, you know, chata, you know, this mat. And there's harmonium, and there's mridanga, there's tabla, there's flute. Very sweet, beautiful sound. And 50, 60 people are sitting, listening. And everyone's relishing the Vaikuntha sound. Vaikuntha Shabda, the Madhura Kirtan. And then these demons come. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, oh, oh. So, uh-oh. Bad news. And they, demons are demons. So they're everywhere. Well, we've seen quite a few. So then you, like, we're doing our seva as sadhakas, as kanishtas, as very beginners. And we're doing Harinam Sankirtan under the order of Gauranga and Guru. And people are attracted. People are getting benefits. So we're praying, oh Gauranga, oh Nitai. Oh Nitai, send all these Jugeyes and Mudeyes far away, far away. Let the people relish, because we're only here for 2 hours, then we go back to the temple for Sandhya Arti. So let every minute be just Nam Sankirtan. Aswarana, for one and all. Everyone knows this idea of praying. Well, this most astounding thing is in the pages of Radharasudra Nidhi, which is all about Prema Tattva and all about Madhurya Bhav and all about the Manjari Seva, mostly about the Sringharati Seva of Radha and Krishna Yuga and the divine intimacy of their pastimes together in the Kunjas. It's Kunja Krita Leela. There's nothing here about milking cows and jumping after frogs into the water and pulling monkeys' tails and climbing the trees and chasing the shadows of the birds on the sands of the Yamuna when they fly overhead and playing leapfrog and all the things that coward boys do. It's all about the mandris. But here there's prayer. It's so nice. Another, he's saying we can, Dore, he says, Dore, he uses this word a few times. Dore snigda parampra vijayatam. Dore surin mandali. Britya santu vidurato vrajapater. He says, the Britya santu vidurato. Dore means, like we say, Doordarshan, or we say door. Door means, can mean many things, but generally means far away. Doorvas. I think the Hindi word for phone number is Doorvas. Doorvas. Doorvas, I guess it is. I don't know. I think it's something like that. You're from Bombay, you don't know Hindi. So Dore means far away. So the Dore Snigda, Parampra Vijayatam. Let the Snigda, let the affectionate Parampra. It's a very interesting way to say your family. Your family is your parampara. You have your mother and father, and your grandmother and grandfather, and your great mother and grandfather, and your great great grandmother. That's called parampara. The seminal parampara of your dynasty, you know, your janam sharir parampara, or gotra, as they say in India. So he's saying, all glories vijayatam, param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, all glories to them. They're wonderful. They're snigda. They're sneha. They're very affectionate. It's very beautiful Sanskrit way of saying your family members. Let your family members stay home. Don't get anywhere near this kunja. Don't come anywhere near these love bower, forest bower. Dore snigda parampara vichayatam. All glories to you. Stay home. All glories to you, Nanda Baba. All glories to you, Mother Yashoda. Stay in Nandagram. All glories to you, Jatila. All glories to you, Abhimanyu. Stay home. Prishabhanu, all glories to you. Kirtidas, stay home. Don't come see your daughter in the kunja with Krishna. And especially Jatila and Mother Yashoda. All glories to you. Dore snigda parambra vijayatam. Then he says, Surin. Now, you say the coward boys. The Surin, he says, what does he call? Oh, I have a group of friends. Now this is what we say in English. What do we say in Sanskrit? Surin. Surin mandali. Surin. Surin. Riddhi. Riddhi means heart. Su means deep, very good, good heart. So surin means a very heartly deep friend. Bandhu. Bandhu means relationship. Dina bandhu. Relationship, also a friend. Mitra, friend. The sun planet is called Mitra. Surya is called Mitra. He's also called Padma Bandhu, friend of the lotus. Because when that friend comes every morning and shines, then the lotus opens up. Ah, sun rays. So the sun is like the husband of the Padma. Padmapati, Padma Bandhu, like this. It's very nice. Rainy season in Vrindavan. Nothing better. Peacocks are dancing in ecstasy. Ow, 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 row, row. Ganasham Radhe Radhe, Ganasham Radhe. Clouds are called Gana, and they're colored like Sham, so they're called Ganasham. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Oh Radha, oh Ganasham, oh deep dark blue, Shringar Rati Murtiman. Oh golden Rati Murti, Radha. Please enter this, come. Nikunja Mevi Raje, come into this kunja, Nikunja, so I can serve you. His name is Ganasham. Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Ganasham Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje. Ganasham Radhe Radhe. So there they are. They're in the kunja. Ganasham and Radhika. And Sripad is at the gate and praying. Dore snigda parampara vijayatam. All glories. Dore surin mandali. Surin mandali means all group of friends. Oh, dear friends. Oh, bosom buddies. Oh, bosom buddies of Krishna. Oh, Subal. Oh, Sridham. Oh, mandali bhadra. Oh, Gobata. Stay home today. Stay at Govardhan with the cows and don't even think of tiptoeing over here to Radhakund to find out what's going on. Just eat some more prasadam, sleep some more, dream some more, and Krishna will be right back. Srin Mandali Vijayate Ki Jai. So he's saying, Dure Srin Mandali. You stay far away. Britya Santu Vidurato. Then this is the Britya. Ekale Ishvara Krishnara Sabya Britya. Ekale Ishvara. There's only one Ishvara. Ishvara Parama Krishna. And the Britya are all of us, the servants. So the Britya Santu Vidurato. Vidurato. He's telling, let Krishna's servants, Raktak, Patrak, Patri, etc., from his house servants, let them stay very, very, very far away. They're in Dasirati. Dasirati is so far away from Madhurarati that if they even get a fragrance, if they even get near enough to get a fragrance of this Madhurarati, they will go crazy. If they just get a fragrance of Madhurarati, Madhurarati Sorab. If the Britya Santu, if they even get a fragrance of this Brajapati's Madhurarati, they will go crazy. So they better stay far, far away. So this is what he's saying. Very nice. This is his prayer. And then he says, Anya Prasanga Kuta. Yatra. He says, what to speak of anybody else? Anya, anybody else? Prasanga. What to speak of them? They should all stay very far, far away. Because this is the final, we say, the moment of truth. Sometimes they have a phrase, this is the moment of truth. What is the moment of truth? Death. Death is the moment of truth for every jiva. So at that moment of truth, your truth will be measured. At the moment of truth for everyone is the moment of death. Because when the moment of death comes, then your truth is measured. How much do you remember? And how much have you remembered? And how much have you served the absolute truth, Sri Krishna, reality, the beautiful? And if you have, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajat yanti kalevaram tam tam evaiti konteya sadatad bhavita. Sadatad bhava bhavita. Sadatad bhava, sadatad bhava. That condition, that existence, that position, mood, way that you've always been meditating and thinking about. Sadatad bhava bhavitaha. It's in the last line of 8:6 Gita, chapter 8, verse 6. That you will attain when we give up this body. Yante kalevaram, ante kalevaram, at the end of the kalevaram, ante shaviram. Katam hogya time. Katam hogya kal. Time's out, over. So then that's the moment of truth. Here in Kunja Krita Lila, when Radha and Krishna come together for this divine union of joy, samprayog, this is called the moment of bliss. We have the moment of truth for us, which I mentioned, but for them, this is the moment of bliss and the moments of bliss. They're finally together. So this verse is describing that. There's one other translation. Dure snigda parampara vijaitam dure surin mandali britya santu vidurato vrajabater anya prasanga kutaha yatra shri vrishabhanuja kritarati kunjo dure kamina dwarasta priya kinkari paramaham shrash shroshyami kanchi dwanim. Kanchi dwanim, dwani, the dwani, uludwani, a very auspicious sound that the bungala Vaishnavas make, or let's say the Gaudiya Vaishnavas make, which is the imitation of the peacock. It's called Ulu, Uludwani. The peacock, when he's happy, he sees the Sham, Meg, the dark blue colored rain cloud. He feels very happy. And then he sings and fans his tail, his beautiful peacock feather tail, all those rainbow colors, and he starts dancing in joy. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So when the kirtan, or even the Harikatha, hits a very high note or a very ecstatic point of discussion in the Harikatha and the Gaura Govinda Katha Samaj, or at the time of Harinam Sankirtan, then the Gaudiya Vaishnava ladies, by tradition, even from the time of Lord Chaitanya's time, even Krishna's time, the ladies make this called Ulu Dwani. Ulu Dwani means ooh, like this. It almost sounds like Ulu Ulu. It sounds like the word is U-L-U, Dwani. Dwani means sound. Ulu Dwani. You must have heard here and there in kirtans. Ooh, it's not Western people, it's not our culture, or much North India. It's very much in Gaudiya. It's considered very, it's a Mangala Dwani, very auspicious, very pleasing to Krishna. Of course, it may be inconceivable to many of us. So here in the verse it says, Shoshyami Kanchi Dwanim. Kanchi means a sash of bells. Kanchi Dwani. Jing, 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 jing. Shoshyami. Aham Shoshyami. I will hear that wonderful sound. So now this second translation to this verse, the prayer of the Manjari Shripad and Manjari Bhav. May the loving relatives of the Lord, Snigdha Parampara, remain far away as well as all of Gopal's dear coward boys, Surin Mandali, far, far away. May all of Govinda's obedient servants, Mritya Santu, he says, may all of Krishna's obedient servants, Vidurato, for the other two, for the parents and the friends, it was Dure Dure, but for the servants is Vidurato. May all of Govinda's obedient servants simply fade into the background. What to speak of anyone else? Anya prasanga kutaha. Why am I praying like this? Why am I hoping that they don't come here and disturb? Because this is the moment of bliss. This is the Ananda Shana. This is the moment of Paramananda Shana. The moments of the topmost bliss when Yugal Radha Krishna Yugo can enjoy together, undisturbed by anyone. The perfect place, the perfect time, the perfect couple, the perfect situation. It's now come. Paramananda Shana, that moment of the topmost bliss. So now, I am praying like this, let them stay far away. Because, why? For the divine daughter of Vrishabhanu. Shri Vrishabhanuja, along with her lusty paramour, Krita Rati Kanjodare Kamina, along with her lusty paramour, are engaging in such loving affairs within the creeper shaded bower house in the Kunjodare. Krita Rati Kanjodare Kamina. That I, situated outside by the door as her dear maidservant, Dwarastha Priyakinkari Paramaham Shosyami Kanchi Dwanim. The other servants of Krishna, the other beloved Parishads of Krishna, the Nitya Parishads, Vrijbasis, Ragatmika, Janas, and the various Ratis and Stahibhavs, let them be Dur and Vidur, very, very far away. Why? Because my worshipful Ishta and my Ishta Devatas are enjoying together. So Radha and Krishna are inside enjoying. All the relationships, all the other Sambandha Premic relationships, all the Ragatmika Janas and Sambandha Bhav, they're all at a distance. But and now where am I? I'm standing Dwarastha. Dwarastha. Kun Kunja Dwara Sta. I am standing. Dwarka. Dwarka means door. Sta means fixed. I am fixed and placed here at the door. And who am I? I'm the Priya Kinkari. Paramaham Shoshyami. My ears are cupped like the cupped ears of the cows listening to Krishna's Vamshidwani. This is Kanchidwani. My ears are cupped like this, drinking the sweet nectar. The sweet nectar. If you go like this, you can hear so much better. Have you ever tried? My ears are drinking the Kanchidwani. So if you're a cow, what rasa are you in? If you're a cow, you're in Vatsalya ras. Vatsalya ras, like a mother. And of course, for 1 year, Krishna became their baby, their Vatsa. Vatsa means baby, child. It also means baby cow, small cow. So he became their Vatsa for 1 year in Brahmavimohan Leela. So he directly, Krishna has in his Vatsa Roop, his Vatsa Gai Roop. Not his vatsa roop is Gopal. In Bali Leela, he's also a vatsa. But when he took the vatsa go means cow, baby cow, vatsa go roop, then he drank the stanamrit, the nectar from the teat, from the breast or whatever you call it, the milk bags of the cow directly. So when Krishna plays his flute, those cows, same cows, they turn their ears, they aim their ears directly towards that Vamshidwani, and they drink through the cups of their ears Krishna's Vamshidwani, and it's Vamshidwani Amritam. So this is for those in Vatsalya Ras, Vamshidwani Amritam. And then the Sakas, when Krishna goes playing with the cows and he goes herding in the Goshta, here and there in Braj, in the valleys, in the Goshta, Giriraj Goshta, the valleys of Govardhan. Then he plays his Venodwani. Veno is a very short flute, only 6 inches long and a few holes in it. And when you play the Veno, it's very high sound. Like the very high. Because high sound travels long distance. Dure, dure, dure. Dure, dure, dure. Bot dure. Then the cows, the guy, they maybe wandered far away on the hilltops of Govardhan, the very high peaks of Govardhan, or in some distant valley. So that sound will pierce through all the ethers of the air and through the air and reach their ears. And at that time, when Krishna is playing his flute to call of his cows, hey, Hamshi, hey, Dabali, hey, Shabali, hey, Chandani, hey, Pingakshi, hey, Gange, hey, Saraswati, all the names of his cows, he calls them with the sound is Venonad or Venodwani. So at that time, all the Sakas are hearing a Venodwani. But who can get to hear this Dwani? Who has the Adhikar? Which of these servants, the Brityas, the Surin Mandali, or the Snigdha Parampara? Sometimes when Krishna is returning, Uttara Goshta Leela, he's returning to Braj from the pasturing grounds in the afternoon. It's called the Apurvan Leela, Apurvan Astikalya Leela, Ashtayam. From 3:36 in the evening until 6 p.m., Krishna's coming back with the cows and all the coward boys, Dao, Daoji, Sridham Subal, all the coward boys. At that time, Krishna's playing his flute in a very happy, joyous mood, and Vamshi. And Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj runs up to the Chandrashalika. The Chandrashalika is a lookout tower, watchtower on top of the palace in Nandagram, so you can see very, very long distance into the distance. See if some enemies are coming, some rakshas or demons are coming from Mathura or whatever. But this mainly though to see if Nandalal is coming, Nandadalal is coming back home. Where's our Nandadalal? Nandalal, Nandadalal, Nandadalal, Kotai, Nandadalal, Kahan, oh Nandanandan, oh Yashoda Nandan, oh Gopal. So they see in a great distance all the Brajaduli, the Goduli and Brajaduli mixed and rising in beautiful, attractive clouds full of Vatsalya Ras, at least for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. When he sees those clouds of dust, then his Vatsalya Rati starts increasing. And, oh, soon I'll see my Lala. Soon I'll smell his fragrant, beautiful head of my Gopal. and I'll embrace him to my chest, and I'll stroke his body, and I'll shower him with my tears of love. When will my Gopal come back? So when he sees that Brajaduli, that Goduli, that Nanda Maharaj is the ecstasy of a loving parent, meeting again, dear beloved Vatsa, cherished and beloved son, after some many 6, 8, 9 hours of separation. So he's feeling intense Viyog and Vatsalya Bhav. So then he hears the Vamshi Dwani, but not Nanda Maharaj cannot, Yashoda cannot, Subal, Sridham. And Subal is so, he is a Priyanarma Sakha of Krishna. He's very intimate and close to Krishna. So he comes to Radhakund and he knows about Krishna's intimate meetings with the gopis and Radharani. And there's a group of Sakhas, they have some idea, Madhumangal, Subal, and they know that he enjoys with them, but they don't know too much. But they can't, when this time when Krishna and Radharani are alone, then the Sakhas, even if it's Madhyan Leela, of course in Ratri Leela they're all sleeping, Nisha Leela, Ratri Leela, they're all sleeping. But in Madhyan Leela in the afternoon, they may come with Krishna to Radhakund and see the gopis, or in Dan Leela they're interacting with them. So they're well aware of them. But then they go to a distance. They go away and play in the banana groves, or swim in Shamakunda, or go somewhere while Krishna is alone, confidentially with Radha. So therefore, even the most intimate Priyanarma Sakhas, they cannot hear this Dwani, this wonderful transcendental sound, this Shabda Brahman, the ultimate Shabda Brahman of the what Dwani? Only the mantris. And even the Sakhis can't hear this Dwani. Even the most, of course they hear their own Dwani. They hear their own Nupur and ankle bells when they're enjoying privately and intimately with Krishna. But they can't hear this. They can't hear the Radharani's Mahabhav, her Modanaikya Mahabhav, Nupura Dwani, and her Modan Mahabhav, Kinkini Dwani, the sound of her ankle bells and waist bells. Even the Sakhis can't hear that, because only Radharani has Mahabhav of that level, of that high level, Divyonmad, Madanaikya. So only Radharani's ankle bells have that level of Mahabhav, and only Radharani's waist bells and her pile those on her ankles, as those anklets, we call anklets or pile. All of her ornaments, all of her bhushanam and vasana, her vasan, her clothes and her vastra, everything is Mahabhav, her hair, her toenails, everything. So now Sripad and Manjri Srup, Kanchi Dwani, he has the adhikar, because why does he have the adhikar, such fortunate adhikar, to hear this concert of Krishna, of Rasaraj Sri Krishna's Shringar Rati mixing with Mahabhavati Radha's Shringar Rati, and that beautiful concert in the Keli Kunjas of Vrindavan? How is she so fortunate? How does she have the adhikari to hear this Kanchi Dwani? Shroshyami Kanchi Dwani. Shroshyami Kanchi Dwani. I'm hearing their waist bells tinkling away. Why? Because Priya Kinkari Aham. I am a very dear mantri of Radharani. Priya Kinkari. So this is the extreme, exalted, topmost fortune of the mantris of Vrindavan, Radharani's handmaidens. So this verse is talking about the secret, mysterious Braja Bowers. And as I mentioned, the theme of this verse is that Madhura Ras is beyond most all the Brijvasis, except for the Sakhis and Kinkaris and Mantris and Madhur Rati, who are part of that whole experience. So this is just discussing some of the words in the verse. Now we'll go into a little more detail of the actual verse. That was just a kind of a spontaneous explanation of the verse. We have taken some notes here based on the commentaries. So there's basically, which we covered in this verse 74, that one point is the mysteries of Radha and Krishna's Kunja Leela are imperceptible to most all of Krishna's servants. Second point of this verse, number 74, is the privileged serving position of the Manjaris. So even the demigods, because it says here in the verse, it says, he's talking about all these Brijbasi Parishads, how they're very, very far away. So what to speak of the demigods, because they're included. The demigods means everybody else. Because Sripad is saying in the first pada of the shloka, Dure snigda parampara vijayatam, dure su rin mandali. Dure snigda parampara vijayatam, dure surin mandali. Then he says, Britya santu vidurato brajapater anya prasanga kuta. And what to speak about anya, all others, like the demigods, like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, how far away. So that's one point, that the demigods, even the greatest, most exalted, loftiest demigods and sages, they cannot understand Radha and Krishna. So this is explained here, Sripad Prabhananda Saraswati. This is, of course, a tattva. This is, of course, the verse is describing Leela. But there's so much tattva in this also. It's like a beni, a lady's hair braid. There's three things combined there. There's three strands of hair woven together to make a beni. Like the Triveni, where the Saraswati, Ganga, and Jamuna meet together in Prayag, Allahabad. So in the presentation of Gaudiya Siddhanta, there's always an interweaving of tattva and lila. Tattva and lila. Tattva means, of course, Siddhanta. Siddhanta and tattva, Bhagavat tattva, Rasa tattva, Prema tattva, Radha tattva, all these tattvas are there, Dham tattva. That's the foundation, the basis. And then the lila, of course, they variegated, but you make one foundation, for example. If you make a foundation, you dig down in the ground, make a basement, then you build a foundation. Once you have a foundation built in the ground, established in the ground, from there, from that foundation, you can build any type of house. Any design, any shape, whatever you want. The foundation is basically the same. Every house has the same type of foundation. But every house looks different, this way, that way. So the foundation of all lila is tattva, siddhanta. So that stays, that's the same, although the lilas are multifarious and unlimited. There's ananta lilam, ananta gunam, ananta namam, ananta lilam, and ananta dhamam of Krishna. So the demigods and rishis, they can't understand, even the greatest rishis, they can hardly enter into the confidential truth about Radha. And this verse, Sripad is explaining how even Krishna's own servants, friends and parents in Braj cannot enter his confidential pastimes with the gopis in the forest bowers. So they're very, very far. Because the parents, Krishna's parents are thinking, they're always thinking, Nityakal, that Krishna is just Gopal. He's Lala. He's our Lala. Nanda Dulala. Yashoda Dulal, Nanda Dulal. He's a mere child. So this, you cannot compare, it's incompatible, it's rasavas. All these other rasas of these other parishas, nitya sevaks, servants, and loving servants, ragatmika janas of Braj, all of their stairatis are rasavas with madura, for the most part, especially vatsalya and dasya. And some of the sukkas, they mix a little bit of their sukka ras, becomes mixed with madhur, and then they become in a category, a very rare and a few selected ones, are an intimate category of sukkas or friends called priyanarma sukkas, like Subal, Madhumangala, etc. So the second point of the verse is the Brijvasis can't understand Krishna's kunjalila with the Braja Gopis. And the parents, you know, even the parents' entrance is blocked. The parents cannot enter in. Because they're thinking, you know, Mother Yashoda is always thinking, Krishna is always a child, and he still needs her breast milk. Even later, Krishna is now in Braj Leela with the gopis. He's a Kishore, Nitya Kishore. Nitya Kishore, that's Krishna's God or Krishna's eternal age, is a Nitya Kishore. Sweet 15 or sweet 16. And even when he's on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he's 161 years old and he looks like he's 15. And he's in Dwarka. When he was in Dwarka as a Dwarkadish, Krishna had 16,108 wives. And he had 10 children. He had 11 children from each wife. 10 boys and one daughter. So he had 71,000 or 175,000 children. And one of his children, he had one of his chief Mukya Mahishi, her name is Rukmini. And Rukmini and Dwarkadish Krishna, they produced a beautiful, handsome son named Pradyumna. Pradyumna is Sakshat Kandarpa. He's Sakshat Kamadev. He is considered the Murti of Kamadev. He's part of the Chaturvyuha of Krishna. He's Krishna's son. So he looks like Krishna. Krishna looks so young, that when he was moving around the palace, or Pradyumna, Krishna, when he was in Dwarka, he was 130, 120 years old. And his son, Pradyumna, was 15 or 20. So many times, the queens would mistake Pradyumna and they would think it was her husband, even though he's Rukmini's son, because he looks so much like Krishna. And Pradyumna, he had a few, his wives also, a joint family. So when they would see Krishna, they would thought, although Krishna was their, whatever you call it, father-in-law, they thought, they would say, oh, Prabhu. They would address him as if he was their Pradyumna. He was her husband. So this is told in the Tikas of 10th canto that Krishna is so young, although he's 160 years old, his granddaughters in Dwarka are thinking that he's one of the young teenage boys of the Yadu dynasty. He was the great grandfather of them all. So this is Krishna's eternal age. When Yashoda, but the point I'm making is it's Rasa Bas for Yashoda to come and see Krishna's Kali Kunja Leela with Radharani and Rati Kali. It's totally doesn't mix. It's like oil and water, because Krishna is always a tender youth, and always her Gopal, always her baby. When he was 50 or 60 years old, Krishna went to Kurukshetra, where the solar eclipse, and there he met Yashoda and Nanda. They met in a tent, and Rohini was there, and Devaki was there, and Vasudev, and Devaki, Vasudev, Yashoda, Nanda, and a handful of intimate devotees were there, clustered around Krishna. They're all in Vatsalya Bhav, Rohini, etc. So then Yashoda was so overwhelmed by darshan of Krishna after 50 or 60 years, she couldn't even see anybody else, and she couldn't even hear anybody else. Immediately, she sat Krishna and Balaram on her lap, just like they were two little babies. And they're both big kshatriyas, the son of Vasudeva. They're kshatriyas coming on elephants and chariots and wearing helmets and gold and swords and daggers, and coming from Dwarka, the royal regalia. And Yashoda didn't see any of that. She said, oh, Lala! Oh, Lala! And she sits Krishna and Balaram on her lap. She starts embracing them and kissing them and smothering Krishna's face with her kisses. And her breast milk starts pouring out. Now, Krishna is 60. And Yashoda's about 95. Or older than, over 100. Because she was about 70 when Krishna was born. She's 70, 80, so she's like 120, 130 years old. Now that's Guinness Book of Records. So she's long overdue. But oh, my Lala, take my breast milk. And milk is pouring from her breast. And what to speak of tears. The Acharyas say it was like the combined flow of the Ganga and Jamuna. The Ganga was her tears. I mean, the Yamuna was her tears, and the Ganga was her breast milk, because Ganga is light in color. Yamuna is dark. Ganga is kind of whitish green. So this is shows from this Leela how that this is true, that for Yashoda, Krishna is always a child, and he always needs her breast milk. So therefore, it would be Rasa Bas for her to come there to the Kunja. So Shripad is praying in this verse, oh, Snigda Parampara, Snigda, so much Sneha Yashoda has, and so much Sneha Nanda Baba has. So Dure, keep your Sneha far away, your Vatsalya Sneha. Dure, that's a very nice family. What's the name of your family? My family is called Loving Affection. Acha, your family is called Loving Affection. Because the phrase in Sanskrit, Snigda Parampara, Parampara means Parivar, means your family. What is your family? Oh, it's the Kasyap Gotras, Bharadwaj Gotra, Bhargava Gotra, Gotam Gotra, etc. But, my family is the affectionate. I come from a whole line of affectionate family. My father was full of love. My mother is full of love. My grandma. So this is how they're describing Krishna's family. Parjanya. Parjanya is the father of Nanda Baba. And Upananda and Avinanda and all the uncles. Chacha, I guess. Or mamas, I get confused. But all the brothers of Nanda Maharaj, the uncles of Krishna. Upananda, Avinanda, Sunanda, Nanda Nandan. And then Nanda Baba and his father. They're all snigda. They love Krishna more than anything. And Parjanya and his relatives ad infinitum. The whole Chandra Vamsh. Krishna's in Chandra Vamsh. So Chandra Vamsh, Vamsh means the branch, the dynasty coming from the moon god. So the whole Chandra Vamsh is summarized here by Sripad in a very wonderful, not only Mahima, it's glorifying Krishna's parishas. He's glorifying not only Krishna, but all of his parishas. They're all wonderful, loving people. Because this is one of the levels of prema. When you discuss prema tattva in the Rasa Shastras, this alokic prema, this braja, spiritual love of Radha and Krishna and all his Brijvasi associates, is divided into different categories of intensity and intimacy and fulfillment. Beginning with sneha, pranaya, man, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, modan, mahabhav, madan, mahabhav, malanakya, divyonmad, malanakya. So there's six or seven different stages and levels of hierarchy or intensities of ecstatic rapture, ras, and confidential intimacy with Krishna experienced in these different flavors of love and flavors of seva with Krishna's eternal loving servants. His snigda parampara. Dure snigda parampara vijayatam. All glories to them. All of Krishna's parampara is glorious. The Chandravamsha is glorious. The moon god is Chandrama is glorious. And although it was Astami on Krishna's birth, he became full, elated, overjoyed that, oh, Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan has appeared in my dynasty. At midnight, when I'm ruling the sky, Uduraj, it's a name for the moon, Uduraj, the Lord, the King of the Night. I am riding high, I'm sitting high on my throne at midnight. That's when the moon is most exalted, most brilliant, most powerful, most prabhav, effective, radiant. Everywhere I'm sitting on the top of my kingdom. My kingdom is the sky. And the stars are my wives, the Tara Patnis. And I am the Chandrapati. I am the Lord of the stars. And I'm sitting on the top of my throne at the top of the sky, ruling over the entire dark night sky. Chandrama, Purnamasi, full moon. And I see there in this beautiful, transcendentally, eternally effulgent lotus-like land of Brajmandal in a small hamlet named Gokul that Bhagavan Sri Krishna has taken his birth. He's appeared here, his advent, his descent. Chandravamsha ki jai. So this is Krishna. So Shripad is glorifying the whole Vamsh and the whole Parampara. Snigda, they're very affectionate and loving. But nevertheless, stay far away. Dore, stay far away. Can you turn the light on? There's a light there. There's a Leela to illustrate how the eyes of a person situated in Vatsalya Bhav, like Mother Yashoda, they can't even see, although their eyes, they have eyes, they can see perfectly. They cannot see or understand in any way Madhura Ras, this conjugal Shringara Rati between lover and beloved. So she can't see or even understand the Madhura Ras of her own son. When Radha Madhav were first falling in love, Purva Rag, a very sweet exchange occurred between a divine couple. It was late afternoon, Aparan Leela, around 4:30 in the evening. The sun was moving to the western sky, about to settle behind the mountains. Shyam was returning to Nandagram after pasturing his cows all day in the forest in Govardhan. This is called Uttara Goshta Leela. Just for a moment, Krishna was blessed with the darshan of Radhika's sweet face while he was passing through Barsana on his way north to Nandagram. As soon as he saw that brief darshan of Radharani's beautiful Chandramukhi, moon-like face, Shyam became very, very eager to meet Radhika. When he returned to his palace in Nandagram, Krishna was continually meditating upon Radha's form, Radha Rup Dhyan Chintamani, and he was crying constantly, thinking, oh, when I saw the perfection of beauty, I saw the perfection of sweetness, I saw the perfection of perfections, but my eyes have finally found fulfillment. I've never seen anyone so charming, delightful, sweet, innocent, and beautiful as this lady of perfection. I must meet her. How? When? So overwhelmed by his intense purva rag, prior love before meeting, Krishna was crying constantly. Because of Shyam's infatuation and total attraction to Radharani, he couldn't sleep a wink the entire night after he saw Radharani for that first time on the side of the road in Barsana. Continually, moment to moment, Shyam was meditating upon Radharani. In the morning, Mother Yashoda entered his bedroom and lovingly woke him up, saying, Oh my child, oh Vatsa, oh my Neelamani, oh Meri Neelamani, oh my blue jewel. Get up now. Eat some butter. Can't you see the sun is rising? Oh, Gopal, why are your eyes so reddish in color? And you're crying. Because if you cry all night, your eyes become very reddish. Yesterday, when you were playing with your friends, did you spend all day in the Yamuna? And you're swimming underwater and playing underwater games, and so your eyes became all red Because as anyone knows, if you stay in the water too long, your eyes get very red from all that irritation of the water or whatnot. So Yashoda's thinking like this. But is that what happened? Yashoda's thinking, yesterday you spent all day in the Yamuna. Well, it's partially correct. After Rasa dance, Krishna did go to the Yamuna, not yesterday, but last night. Mother Yashoda, when you were sleeping and you thought Lalaji was also sleeping in the next room, he was gone. He was in Nibrita Nikunja Lila with Radhika, with the Kunjeshri Radha, Kunjavilasini Radha. And after that rasa dance for 1.5 hours, he jumped in the Yamuna. But his eyes didn't become red from playing in the Yamuna. There is another reason. Mother Yashoda didn't know. She doesn't know. And she will never know. So at that time when she was waking up, Nanda Dulal, Mother Yashoda hands Gopal a yellow cloth to wipe his tears. Like what you might call a handkerchief or something. A small yellow cloth. Pitambara Vastra. But as soon as Madhav sees that yellow cloth, becomes an udipan. Becomes an udipan for in his vibhav. Vibhav alamban and vibhav udipan. So the udipan means an excitement or a stimulant to the vibhav. Vibhav means the hero and the heroine. So as soon as he saw that yellow cloth, what did he think? Radharani tapta kanchana gaurangi. And then he saw that yellow cloth and he remembered Radhika, and he cried even more. So, oh, you're crying. Oh, now stop crying. Just wipe your tears and relax, calm down, and take some makka and misri, and you'll be all right. It's okay. You take a bath now. And then hands the cloth. Ah! He's crying. Oh, Radha, 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 crying. And then Mother Yashoda says, oh, you're crying. Here, take this cloth. Oh, Radha, oh, yellow, Garangi, Garangi, Garangi. So he sees the yellow cloth and he thinks, Garangi, Garangi, those golden limbs, that Swarna Padma Varana, that Swarna Vaktra, Swarna Padma Vaktra, that beautiful golden lotus face, and oh, Garangi, and I saw your hands and now you're coming before me as this yellow cloth. Oh, Radha. Oh, Gaurangi, Gaurangi. So it backfired. It didn't work. It increased his poor virag and billowing waves of anxiety and anguish. What then? And Mother Yashoda is worrying and she turns to Kundalata, who is there, you know, to ask Yashoda to send, you know, or Kundalata was there because Yashoda is going to send her to Yavat. Kundalata, what to do about my Lala? Then Kundalata, who knows everything, jokingly suggests, oh, Mother Yashoda, I don't think, it doesn't appear to me that a small yellow cloth will remove Krishna's disease. Actually, I think it's high time that you arrange for Gopal's marriage. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? When Mother Yashoda hears this, she starts laughing when she hears this suggestion about marriage. And she's, what are you talking about? He's just a Lala. He's just my Vatsa Kundalata. You're speaking crazy. She says, listen, Mother Yashoda's thinking, my Gopal, he still wants to drink my breast milk. So where what is this? What is his marriage? What is Kundalata speaking of? She's in her right mind or what? Mother Yashoda is 100% completely unaware that her Gopal is no longer Gopal, but now he's Gopinath. He was Gopal, now he's Gopinath. Gopal, hey Gopal, Gopal. Now he's Gopinath, Gopinath. He's Gopi Ramana. He's Gopi Ramana. Radhakanta. He's Radhakanta. Gopi Kanta. He's Gopi Kanta. Radhakanta. Radha Ramana Haribo. Radha Ramana Haribo. He's not Gopal anymore. That was in Gokul. Now you're Nandagram, Yashoda. That was long ago when he was 2 years old. Now he's 15. Dangerous, dear Lalita Nayak. Tantalizing and mystifying and chanting every girl in Braj. Married or unmarried, doesn't matter to him. I'll take them all. So Yashoda has no idea. What's she speaking of, Kundalata? So she's completely unaware that he's a young adult. Mother Yashoda has no conception of Krishna's confidential bower pastimes with Radharani and the Brajagopis, Krishna's Rahasya Leela. I guess tomorrow we'll talk about how the friends are blocked entrance. And we'll carry on with this verse. Very beautiful verse. Dore snigda parampara vijayatam. Dore surin mandali. Britya santu vidura to. Brajapate aranya prasanga kutaha. Jyatrashri brishabhanuja. Kritarati kunjodare kamina. Dvarasta priyakinkari. Paramaham shoshyami kanchi dwani. Kanchi, kanchi dwanam. Translation. Shripad and Manjari Srupa is praying. Let Krishna's parents and all the elders of Braj stay far away at a great distance. Dore snegda parampara. But vijayatam, all glories to them. Let the circle of Krishna's friends keep some distance. Let the servants of the Lord of Braj, Krishna, stay especially far away, vidurato. What to speak of others, anya prasanga. Let them all stay away from the kunja gate, dwarasta, where I stand as a loving maidservant, priyakinkari, dwarasta, priyakinkari, hearing the sash bells, kanchi dwani, Brishubhanuja Shroshyami Kanchidwani, where I'm hearing the kinkini of Brishubhanu's beautiful daughter, Brishubhanu Nandini Radha, jingling along as she makes love with her lusty lover, her Rati Kamina. Kamina. Kamina means lusty Krishna. Udare. Udare means inside of. Rati Kunjodare. Rati Kunjodare. Kamina. Inside the kunj, Rati, Radharani is enjoying intimate transcendental love affairs with her Kamina. Kamina. Kamini. Kamini Radha. Kamina Sham. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Sham.